Podcast.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Welcome to PCPs, me P. Kogler's PCP 710, and we began today with a band I should have seen really a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't get a chance to because I was busy on the day. But they were at the same festival I saw English Teacher and Opus Kink. They were called Wet Leg, and that was an excellent track called Chaise Long. I did enjoy them, and I would have enjoyed to see them live, I think. Especially like that bit where they sort of use the volume on the left speaker and then the right speaker. Yeah, I like that sort of thing. Especially good if you can hear it, if you're listening to it with your cans on, as I was. So absolutely marvellous stuff. That was them. And then I've been to another gig this week. At the Prince Albert in Brighton, which is right next to the railway station. So I can just get the train down, pop into the venue, see the two bands. Actually, see three bands, a DJ and two other bands. The first of which, were labelled as the support band, but they were second support. They were called the Pink Diamond Review. And this is a track called Miss Lonely Hearts.
Nobody seems to pull their blinds during a hot spell like this. Nobody seems to pull their blinds during a hot spell like this. Nobody seems to pull their blinds during a hot spell like this. Nobody seems to pull their blinds during a hot spell like this. Too much, perhaps. Too much, perhaps. Too much, perhaps. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend. Too much, perhaps. Too much, perhaps. Too much, perhaps. Too much, perhaps. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend. Miss lonely hearts, so lonely that even death seems like a friend.
PC Podcast.
Oh, I dare you.
Hello? I am a 26-year-old, single, fun-loving, non-binary. I like to travel. I'm looking for someone with a great sense of humour. I work hard, but I play hard. Friends and my family are really important to me. I'm looking for my partner in crime. It could be you. I like to go out. I like to stay in. I like watching movies and a bottle of wine. You can choose the wine. But what I'm really, really looking for is a lovely, big, massive, juicy dick pic. Thank you.
give me those dick pics.
File has been recorded.
I certainly hope it hasn't. That was Leg Puppy and their amazing track, which you might have guessed was called Dick Pic. Yes, I went to see Leg Puppy on the Wicked Weekend last Sunday, and they were indescribable, along with the Pink Diamond Review. Indescribable, really got sort of unquantifiable gig, I think. Almost one of the most unquantifiable gigs I've been to for a long time, but I very much enjoyed it. Saw Darren from Leg Puppy beforehand, and he was getting his stuff in, so I had a great chat with him. He says he's quite a shy bloke. Well, he wouldn't know it when he's on the stage, because he's obviously got a different personality on stage. But yeah, some interesting stuff. A lot of audience participation. Not an awful lot of people there, but it was a very intimate gig, and I rather enjoyed that. And then before that, we heard the Pink Diamond Review with Miss Lonely Hearts. They're a two-piece band, a drummer and a guitarist. And the guitarist reminded me a bit of Max Headroom, if you remember those days, back in the old days, of early MTV, playing a guitar and working with a mannequin, and putting different hat and glasses on this mannequin every single time, which is rather bizarre, but I rather enjoyed them, so they were very good indeed. So, that was another gig I've been to. Let's go to somebody who I've never seen, and I probably never will see. This is Fadhili Itulia, and a track called Marashi Ya Pemba.
Marashi ya Pemba nimenunua, sheri. Baraka za wazazi tumepata, sheri. Mbuga za wanyama tutakwenda, sheri. Mpaka Zanzibar tutafika, sheri. peremende asukari kando, mtoto marumu marafiki kando. Walisema mutakwenda mwana wawoho, walisema mutewajana mwana wawoho. Lakini mtoto peremende asukari kando, Sherina kupenda, Sherina kuwaza, Sheri mwana, mwana wa mama, Sheri mwana, mwana wa papa, mwana mulai, mwana butwa, Futingo. Kura waya wanja siga. Sherina kuwaza, Sheri mwana, mwana wa mama, Sheri mwana, mwana wa baba, mwana mulai, mwana buta, butingo. Hupa! Why you want to sing again? Tuka tuka, was it tuka tuka? Tuka tuka, was it tuka tuka? Tuka tuka, wa mama tuka tuka. Sherina kupenda, Sherina kuwaza, Sheri mwana, mwana wa mama, Sheri mwana, mwana wa papa.
Kogel.
We know you don't have to be big and flashy to make a good impression.
Thank you.
rather quiet and contemplative track there from English Teacher. The track is called You Won't Believe How Beautiful She Is When It Is Snowed. I'll pick that up from Bandcamp. Just because it showed that they have a different side other than being just sort of fairly standard indie band. Very nice that was too. And then before that we heard Fadhili Itulia. We've had him on the show before. And there was a track called Marashi Ya Pemba, which came to me via Story Amp. Now it's Louis Ling and the Bomb Times. Yes, I've been playing a lot of Louis Ling and the Bombs, but that's because they're bloody marvellous. This is their latest single. It's just come out. There's a new video of theirs out. It's a feature sort of lyrics of the band from the song, written by Josh during lockdown, feeling very alienated in a very unpleasant place in his mind, as it were, in lockdown. This is Louis Ling and the Bombs and Nowhere Land. Kogel.
The name you can rely on for quality.
I could do this all day long. Sing a song, a pretty little song. Blah, blah, rah, rah, rah. It might be nice. I could do this all day long. Sing a song, a pretty little song. Blah, blah, rah, rah, rah. That's alright, but I'd rather fight. I could do this all day long. Sing a song. Song. Blah blah, rah rah rah. That's alright, but I'd rather fight. And what you bleed, I'd rather what you bleed. Sing a song, pretty little song. That's alright, but I'd rather fight. I'm violent when I need be. You got a problem, come see me. Black lives have always mattered. You were just never told so on TV. White folks love quote Martin Luther, cause he held hands and prayed when they bombed his building. Good for him, but the times have changed. And don't forget, white folks still killed him. I could do this all day long. Sing a song, pretty
song. Blah blah rah rah rah. It might be nice. I could do this all day long. Sing a song, a pretty little song. Blah blah rah rah rah. That's alright, but I'd rather kill you.
I said George Floyd was murdered. He said I can't say that. I said the neighbors called me. Station said they can't play that. Meanwhile, was hiding plain sight. Johnny Rotten tried to warn us way back. Maybe if I made pacifist punk. Non-violence always makes for a great track. Give a f*** about great lyrics, smooth flows. When the emperor's old gimmick is new clothes. Same old stories, nothing new told. Appear to speak truth, but don't be too bold. They say make a song for the radio. Hey ho, something to play on the day show. Your music upsets advertisers. It's about the peso, what they say goes. And so...
And so that was Bob Villain, as you might guess. I played something from him last week. Thoroughly enjoyed that. That was called Pretty Songs. Picked that up at Bandcamp. Definitely worth checking out. And then before that, we heard Lewis Link and the Bombs and their track Nowhere Land, which has got, well, it's just really good. It's just really, really good. It's sort of not just the standard sort of rocky stuff that they do, but a bit of Zouk thrown in as well, which is very nice indeed. Let's change the tone. Let's change the type of music altogether. This is from Monumentum Records, Monumental Records, based in Russia. The track's called Quarantine. It's by Cloud Chemist.
Award-winning PC podcast.
We'll be right back.
So two more tracks there, Faye. The first was by Cloud Chemist on Monumental Records out of Russia, and that was a track called Quarantine. And then after that, we had a new label to me called Nophi Music, N-O-P-H-I Music, and that was by Surf City Massacre, and it was called A Really Long Trip. Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Now, here's a band I think I've played before. I can't actually remember. They're called The Happy Somethings. They're very popular with some of the people that I hang around with. And this is from a new EP of theirs. It's called... it's not that I'm going to do this, of course, but it just happens to be the title of the track. It's called Ignore You.
Come round, I won't answer the door. Write me a letter, I'll send it back. Send me an email, I'll delete it, I'll delete it, I'll delete it quick.
Switch it off.
So, two tracks, the first of which was by the Happy Somethings. You can find that at Bandcamp. It's a free download if you want to download it for free. I think it's a four-track EP. That was a track called Ignore You, which I didn't ignore. And after that, we heard something from Murray Bass. Now, normally Murray Bass is sort of fairly dubby or drummer bassy. That was a bit different. That was by T-Horns, and the track was called Kronos. Which I rather liked. Definitely worth checking Murray Bass out. Been around a long, long time now and always produce excellent music. Right, let's have something from another band I saw at the Find Joy Festival a couple of weeks ago. This is the first band I saw live. They're called Mid Light, and this is a track called Pandemonium.
Holy
was Midlight, who I saw at Concord 2 down in Brighton a couple of weeks ago. That was a track called Pandemonium. Seemed to have a big following in the venue when I went there to see them. And obviously they've been around quite a while, a few years now. Been playing some good stuff. They are local, I believe, local to Brighton. Right, not local to Brighton, but local to the Cronx, Croydon, South London, Innie. Let's have an old track. Let's have a very old track. This goes back. How far does this go back? Let's have a quick list. This goes back to 2011. This is an old track by Secret Archives of the Vatican. They've got various albums of old tracks that are available. This is one called Unidentified Fellahin Object. And well, just enjoy it. This is the last track. I'll be back when I'm back. Maybe next week, maybe not, we'll see. But until then, enjoy the track and I'll see you soon, folks.
I can see it. I can see it, but what is it?
See it.
PC podcast.